Have you ever heard the song "The Day the Bass Players Took Over the World"?
Yeah, absolutely.
Written by Emily Cates, I think.
And yeah.
So if you need it to feel empowered, there you go.
Yeah, Dave Pomeroy in Nashville has a great record of that one. Yes, sir.
Because strings are so expensive, do any of you ever boil the strings and put them on
a car? Boil some water. We're going to fix the strings. You know, sometimes it works. You know, there's a lot of things you can do. You know, I just clean my strings off with some alcohol and a rag. You know, that works just as well, I think, as boiling them. I think boiling your strings is probably not very good for them because of there's a lot of synthetic fibers that are wrapped on the inside, and it could, you know, if it makes them swell or if it makes them break down in some way, it's probably not a good thing. If you have gut strings, I do know that you need to get really fine sandpaper, like a emery paper, the black sandpaper that's like 800 or 1,000 grit. And when you get done playing, you just kind of rub that on those strings to keep them really fine and smooth, because they'll start to fray if you play them a lot. And your hands, if you have calluses, you know, they get kind of dry. They'll catch on that fibers of the gut string and that sort of thing. It's good to keep them polished with the emery paper. But the steel strings, you know, any kind of good string cleaner or any kind of, I guess, a lemon oil or something like that's good for them. But I don't recommend boiling them. You know, I know people do that with their guitar strings, but basically you're just trying to get the crud out of them. And if you get some kind of good, something that'll cut the crud, cud crudder, that works. The stuff you use on your pressure washer, that'll clean them off.
But I actually did once boil my strings. And I was a long time ago, and I was so poor, there's no way I could buy another set, so I boiled them, and they didn't taste very good, but but I really did, and it didn't, you know, I
What kind of sauce did you put on?
Peanut butter.
Tomastic fettuccine is a wonderful dish.
I remember that I thought, oh yeah, they really do sound better, but I don't know what I did, you know, if I ruined them or if it was in my head that they sounded better. I've never done it since, but honestly, Tomastics last so long. I'm embarrassed to tell you how long you've been on here right now. But they really do last a long time before they just start to go. And, you know, if you're wondering, like, you know, how do you know when they're going? It's when pretty much when they just stop tuning, you know, worth a dang.
If you detect illness in your instrument, strings or a seam is coming loose. It's one of the two usually. So.
Got a question over here, Mike.
Well, I just played something. You guys played something.
I'll just play something simple, I guess. One thing about a new bass, if you're interested in shopping for a bass, I would suggest buying an older bass, one that's been played for a lot of years, and played a lot, not just sitting in a closet or something. Because what happens, the wood tends to shift over the years. And not only that, you get a lot more dirt and things in it that just make it sound better. And this bass is about a year and a half old, and it still hasn't opened up yet, and I play quite a bit on it, and it just doesn't move quite like the, you know, the older basses do. And this has a solid top, which kind of limits the kind of nastiness of it too. So. And that's what that sounds like, an F run on a bass.